Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge fans. Hey, man, I'm on the road on my way back home. I just went and got some old, about to try it on out. Went that to a new place to get some soul food. So your boy going to try it out in about 20 minutes. I'm trying to log on the road and see if I can open up some mics. But so just bear with me, man. I gotta do it on the phone, and while I'm driving. So just hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can log in to the show. It's taking some time to log in. I'm trying to drive at the same time. But there's really not a lot of news in the grudge world, you know. The winter is upon us. We know it's kind of cold up north. I heard it was in the 20s and teens. So I know y'all ain't doing no racing up there. And down here, you know, these guys were crying because it was 48 degrees. They don't know that. That's perfect racing weather for us. 48 degrees and clear. Man, we can get it on up north. But, you know, I'm going to have to probably try to get Mr. Dog on the phone and see if anything happened over in Jackson today. But I don't know if you guys got your hands up. I can't get on the board. But hopefully within a few more minutes, I can go ahead and log on to the board so I can open up some mics. So bear with me. I should be almost on it. Hold on 1 second. Guys, I'm trying to get on, man. This computer's taking me through it. Hold on 1 second.
The dollar you murder for, is that the one fighting for your soul, or your brother's the one that you're running from?
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Chicago, hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
All right, there we go, man. I'm logged in. Hey, man, we had a good conversation going last week. You know what? I want to talk to my man Witt and see if what they did and how the weather held out, what they do today or yesterday down in Holly Springs. We got a big... I don't think somebody want me to have my Sunday show, man. I keep dropping calls. I know I'm on the backwoods of Georgia. Just picked me up a old nice kit. Got me some ribs, some baked chicken, some macaroni and cheese, some greens, cornbread, and dressing, and a nice cup of lemonade. And man, I'm telling you, I can't wait to get home. I'm entering in Jones County now, so I'll be home shortly. But, man, like I was saying, we got a big race this weekend in Clearwater, Florida, down there with Cool Chiefs and T5 and Big Low. Got some races that's locked in. Ben's going to have a representation down there. We're going to go down there and We're going to have some fun, man. We're going to do as they say. We're going to fellowship and we're going to grudge race. We're going to drag race. And in a couple of weeks, the last big race of the year, you got Baldy's race. So you got some racing coming on. You got some racing coming up. And it looks like the place to be the end of this month and next month is the state of Florida. But I got some great news concerning the World Grudge Nationals. It seems like, as we've been talking about it, it's going to be in the great state of Texas. I believe Texas is going to be a great host for the World Grudge Nationals. I believe that state can put it on. I know it can accommodate everything that Grudge Races is trying to do. And we're going to start a little earlier this year in promoting because we had a good template of what it can be and how it can turn out by this year. So, man, we got some good things. So you guys start planning to make your way to the World Grudge Nationals the July 4th weekend in Texas, in the great state of Texas. All right, so With that being said, I got some news. I got some news. I got some breaking news. It's a car that they call the Nemesis. The Nemesis, the Nemesis, the Nemesis. Now, we got a discussion. We're going to discuss this. This is basically a drag racing question. All right. One car sits on a certain tire. It gets called out. Okay, let me break it down. A car that sits on 29Ws calls out a car that sits on 228s. And the one that sits on a 29W wants to run the car that sits on a 28 head up. All right. But in that same camp with the car that got the 29W's got a car that sits on 28. But they want the brake from the other car that they wanted to run head up with 28s. Now, I understand grudge racing is all about trickery and food. But come on now. You know, they got this thing on ESPN that the sportscasters say, come on, man. We gonna start doing that with some of these people that puts out these races, man. We're gonna have to start saying, come on, man. You know, if you wanna run somebody head up and they got on a set of 28s and you got a set of 29, and then in your same camp you got a car that sits with 28s, but you want the break. Come on, man. We're going to stop that, man. And I'm not trying to race block because the gentleman that they called out already declined it, said they're not going to do it. So, therefore, they made a decision up before we brought it up on this talk show. Yeah, it's Grudge Inc. Sunday Night Talk Show. Now, the discussion is, When will we get back to drag racing? Because I believe a lot of people in the mainstream of grudge racing, you ain't gonna trick them. I think the tricking days, basically, for the old schoolers are over. I think we done raced too many times to allow someone to just sit there and now the new up and comers, yeah, you might be able to trick them, so you do what you got to do. But the stalwarts of grudge racing, like, I'm not going to be able to trick Tony Byron. I'm not going to be able to trick Dawg. I'm not going to be able to trick Wit. I'm not going to be able to trick Cold Killer. I ain't going to be able to trick DJ Greg. I might be able to trick Buck Becky. I might be able to trick Buck Becky. But, man, you know, the guys that I ain't going to be able to trick McClaw. See, those guys that tight man, I ain't going to be able to trick them. Now, I can beat them. I might be able to beat them, but I ain't going to be able to trick them. And I think that's where, come on, man, we got to stop. We got to stop this, man. I ain't going to be able to trick Donye. Only thing I'm going to be able to do is line up against these guys and beat them. And ain't nobody going to trick Shawty. You just ain't going to trick Shawty. Now, you might beat Shawty, but you ain't going to trick him, man. And come on, man. You know, I mean, I ain't trying to get in nobody gamble. I ain't trying to get in nobody hustle. They already said they ain't doing the race, so that's that. But we're going to go ahead and open up these mics. And my question, I still ain't came up with the question. I'm trying to form it right. Is the tricking days over in grudge racing? There we go. That's the topic. That's the topic tonight. Is the tricking days over in grudge racing? Let me put a side question to that. For the ones that's been in the grudge game 10 years or plus, I'm not talking about these new guys that want to come out of Nashville or these new guys that want to, you know, come out of Chicago and just started grudge. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the guys that's, you know, Big Low. Are you going to be able to trick Big Low? You know, or Are you just going to have to line up beside Big Low and turn on that duck? And I think the one thing about the Grudge game that's bad for the Grudge game, people are not scared to lose money. I think people are more ashamed of losing pride-wise. They don't want to lose. So with that being said, is the tricking over in the Grudge game? So I'm going to open up some mics and see if I can get some feedback. So but just bear with me because I'm on a long, windy road, and I got to keep my eye on the road and try to open up mics. So hold on. Okay, Jeff, your mic open.
Yes, sir, Biz. You know I got to call in and support. But to that question, no, that's the tricking game is not dead. It's not gone. It's just who you can trick. You know, basically.
Okay.
You know, if you can find somebody to trick somebody, then shit, you got to keep on going with it. But other than that, it's kind of hard to trick everybody these days. Like you say, 10 years plus.
Yeah. It is. I mean, especially with how the Internet is now. I mean, a whole lot of races is on the Internet. And you try to keep the trick off you by, you know, stipping tires, you know. Stipping tires
exactly.
and stipping, you know, power additives, you know. If you got a turbo, I got to have a turbo. If you got a force induction, if you got a motor car, I gotta have a motor car. You got nitrous, you know, then people get into your business. How many kits you got? You know, so many.
Right.
Stipulations. It's hard now. If you got a true hustler that's racing, it's hard to trick him, man. It's hard.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But I just want to cue in and let you know I was listening, man. I got a little noise in the background, so I'm gonna go back on mute and be listening.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you, bro. All right.
Yep.
All right. I got a couple more mics, but I'm on this riding road. Hold on 1 second. This guy trying to. Go ahead, dude. Go ahead. You know, our road go from two lanes to one, and shoot, man, I tell you, man, we're going to get there around the same time, homeboy. So, all right. So, let me try to open up another mic. Jeff came on, and, you know, he said, there's still going to be some people trying the trick, no doubt. And some going to be successful. I do believe that. I do believe that some people are going to be successful. But hold on 1 second. Let me try to open up another mic. (773-7115). Your mic is open.
What's going on, Biz? It's Kid in Chicago, man.
What's going on, Kid?
Oh, nothing much, man. Nothing much. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on your topic, man. Yeah, it's kind of hard, goddamn, to trick people nowadays. Very, very hard.
Yeah. It's not like the mid to late 80s and early 90s, even the early 2000s when force induction first, you know, came out, you know. And it was a point where I remember when I first got my Mustang, when I had those drag radios on, people were like, oh, he got some street tires on? Now people don't understand you can't play with them drag radios. Like you know, we had a little advantage, but we just didn't have them damn drag radios dialed in. But
right.
Now people understand them damn drag radios will run faster than a slick.
Right.
You know, on a certain track.
Mm-hmm.
On a certain track, and you got to have it dialed in. But, you know.
Yep. That is most definitely true. Like I said, it's kind of hard to trick. You might get a few of them, but the tricking part is basically dead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep, it's
yeah.
basically dead. Yep, so I'm going to go on mute, man. You know, be careful out there on the road, man. You know a dog down there in goddamn it, Georgia.
Hey,
no,
I'm got pulling
no
the driveway now. I'm pulling.
Oh, okay.
Ain't no damn streetlights on down here. You got that right. Ain't no damn streetlights down here. Hey, and I want to let you know, kid, I want to let you know. I ran outside to go get me some of this soul food. I got on a T-shirt and a sweat jacket.
Hey, don't be trying to rub that shit in, man.
Hey, I ain't got no sweater on. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be trying to rub that in. That's all we got 30 degrees up here. I'm trying to rub that in now. All right, man. I'm going on mute.
All right, baby boy. All right, well, I'm walking in the house. I got me some, I told y'all my kit I got, and I also got some lime cake. She said it was some lemon lime. Lime cake is green. So I'm about to eat, Joe. I'm about to eat some good food. Damn it! I think it's some good food. I'm gonna try it. I ain't never been there before. I'm about to try it. But hold on, I got another hand up. Hold on. Trying to get to you, Big Wheel. Big Wheel.
What's going on, baby?
What's going on,
Will?
All right. What's up, Kid and Jeff? How are y'all out there?
Oh, nothing much, man. Hey, nothing much.
Hey, Kid, I wish it was 30 degrees. God dang, it's like 15 degrees, man. Cold.
Hey, I was going to say that. I was going to say that, but I said I ain't going to bust his bubble.
Shoot, man, I wish it was 30 degrees. Got that? I'm cold in the morning. I came out the house, sat in the car, listening to you fellas, cause the kids in there running around. But man, about that tricky thing, it's very difficult. But you know, technology moving around, so it still can happen. You know, Big Drag and Dog and them that seen it all. But I think that they still can be tricked with the right person, the right scheme. You know, but it ain't easy like it used to be. I agree with you on that.
Hey, I just want to let you know. You know what, man? Why down here, damn it, they don't put barbecue sauce on ribs? I asked for some.
Yeah, they don't play. A lot of places like that. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got one more mic over. Y'all stay open. Y'all stay talking. But I got a little intermission real quick. Hold on one second. Got another mic to open. 708-6369.
Biz, what's up?
What's going on, Cadillac Joe?
Man, it's Cadillac in the house, man. I just was wanted to make a comment on that. Comment that you on that topic you on, man. It's always it ain't being tricked, it's just being smart. You know, you have to know how to manipulate and dissipate, you know what I'm saying? And do what you got to do. You got to do your homework. You got to look like you ain't nothing but you're a gorilla. You know what I'm saying? You knock off who you want to. Sometimes you be the what you call the guinea pig. And you think you tricking somebody, and you get tricked.
Yeah, that can happen.
It's like now, the game's done changed, man. The game's done changed, the faces done changed, but the only thing you got to do is just be on top of your game, that's all. Because everybody is wise. Everybody want to pick something easy.
Oh, no doubt.
They trying to do their own work. They trying to pick. They don't want nothing hard. They want something easy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got something sweet and you got something that got bitter in your mouth. So, you know, it be what it be, man. Racing ain't like it used to be when I was coming up, man, from Doty Road to 95th Street and back in the day, man, how we used to do things, man. Everybody's trying to do what they do. Like when Dragnem used to come all the way from the west side on the south side trying to knock us off. Sometimes they were successful. Sometimes they wasn't. You know, back in the day, we used to stick together, man. We wouldn't race one another until we knocked them boys off from the west side.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I used to run Zeddy, you know, we used to go up on the Skyway and all like that. Man, I'm talking about back in the day when drag racing was drag racing. That what made you want to go get a car and go do what like Shawty do now. but it's just so crazy out here. You can't hardly do that. You take a chance, man. If you get caught, dude, you got a big price to pay.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know,
well,
being...
Things ain't like it used to be, and nowhere around the board.
Nah, ain't nothing like that. So, Biz, I just want to tell you, man. I just want to tell you one thing, Biz. Don't be making them comments just because you got T-shirts on, bruh. You know how it is up here with the quips on, man.
Man. Man, I take my hat off to y'all, man.
Hey, Biz, you wrong for that. You know what I'm saying? I know how that is.
Know how that is, Joe.
I feel you, Biz. I'm trying to make a move that way. I'm getting sleepy. Look for me a place now.
I know that's right. You're going, hey, man, you're going to love it. I'm not going to lie. The food ain't the same. We got better food. And you think down south, if you're a Chinese food eater, don't come down here looking for no Chinese food.
What?
Man, it's terrible. 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 You go get some fried rice. They gonna give you some chicken fried rice or some shrimp fried rice. They gonna give you some yellow rice with onions and shrimp. No bean sprouts, no eggs, no nothing. And then they gonna put some damn peas and carrots in your fried rice. I ain't asking no damn peas and carrots.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have the dogs and cats running around like they do up here in Chinatown.
Exactly. hey, I can't wait to get back home. Give me some of that dog and cat and that rat. Because that dog and cat and rat is good.
Good.
They know how to season that dog. You get you some barbecue. You got ask for some barbecue ribs. They give you some plain ribs with some damn yellow barbecue sauce. Man, I need me some Georges. I need somebody to ship me some Georges or some Leons or something. Telling you. Mm-mm. Other than that, can't beat the weather, Jack.
No, man. This is like, that's love down there. This time of year, man, you'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. I know everybody trying to get the big low race this weekend and Baldy race in 2 weeks.
What about a Memphis race? My boy.
This weekend. That 901 bad boy. He's going to come on a little bit.
Okay.
Let me see if somebody has got their hand up. Hold on. Okay. I had an Alabamian hand up, but he took his hand down. One of butt naked homeboys.
Yeah.
DJ Grant. But, you know. When DJ Grant come back out, you know, Wick ain't going to be able to trick DJ Grant. DJ Grant ain't going to be able to trick Wick. They're going to have to line up. They're going to line up and run each other.
Go for broke.
That's it, that's all.
Hey, gotta go for what you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell DJ Grant got his hand in the cookie jar. He's doing something slick, I think.
Get old DJ Grant on. Let me call old DJ Grant.
Have anybody heard, is Fat Tuesday going to be in Hattiesburg or not?
Fat Tuesday will be in Hattiesburg.
Yeah.
But, you know, Gadget and Clark is doing that pre-Mardi Gras at another track, like they did in Lena last year. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is going to be in Hattiesburg. Yeah.
Hey, I got a question. Hey, man, how can we get them Oklahoma boys to come up north, man?
They've been here.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
They was here about a month ago, and we beat the brakes off of them. I don't think they won a race.
Yeah, I heard they was out in L.A. last night throwing down. They supposed to get down today.
Well, L.A. is just like Oklahoma. If we got a class college fast, a grudge cars and what where is that?
But Big Clark and them, Big Clark and Gadget's just not going to be at Lena.
Say that again.
Is Big Clark and Gadget race going to be at Lena? Are they getting
No, they get another track.
Okay.
They get another track, and I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get that information for you guys next week. I actually talked to Clark last night, and he said they had some races locked in for pre-Mardi Gras already.
And they're going to try to have it 2 days instead of one this time?
Just one. That's Saturday. Don't nobody want to step on Hattiesburg's toes. You know, Hattiesburg's been doing it for what? Longer than I can remember.
Yep.
So,
Now, you saying Saturday?
Yeah, remember last year Saturday was in Lena. You know what, Friday and Saturday was in Lena. It was Friday and Saturday. No, it was Friday and Saturday. Because we got there Friday, did a little testing, and then Saturday was the race.
Okay.
And then Sunday we had the, I think Sunday we had the banquet. And how did you go? Hold on 1 second. Hold on, fellas. I'm gonna try to get DJ Grant on. Let's fix that, bro. 6-6-7-0. Oh. Get old DJ on real quick. Hold on. 6-8-1. Hold on, fellas. I'm trying to get them on. Hold on, fellas. There you go.
Hello.
Homeboy.
What's up?
Man, they say, you scattered, they say you done bit a little bit more off than you can chew. We're talking about you gonna run with.
Do what?
They said you done bit off two more than you can chew. Talking about you gonna run with. He said you out your class.
What is?
Hey, whoever said that about DJ, speak up or forever hold your peace.
Oh, almost, yeah. Speak up or ever hold your goddamn peace.
You know you're scared. You know you're scared.
I know I'm scared. But one thing about it, when I put the deposit up in the heaven, who going to be scared then? The man already said he's going to go. Now, let me tell you what happened, what the man said himself now. The man said, first he called, said that I wasn't going to, that he was going to try me with one of the little 2.8-inch tire cars. And I think that's what he said, right, Biz, on another show. Then when I got on the phone and I told him I was going to run him, then he started saying he's going to run me with his dad's car. So I'm confused. Because at first he said that, you know, I ain't nothing. He going to try me one of the smaller cars, but then he could turn back right back around and say he got to run me with one as bad as I don't give a, I'm talking about King Kong, which then again they're talking about they retiring King Kong.
So the first car you'll be looking for ain't Junior, ain't Predator.
Ain't none of them. I'm looking for Kong. I'm looking for the baddest car they got right now in their camp. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
The baddest car in their camp right now is King Kong. That's the baddest car in their camp.
Okay, well, I got a question. We at the mercy of our engine builders, our tuners, and all that. But
exactly.
give us fans around about the date you think you're going to be looking for Mr. King Kong.
When is Fat Tuesday this year?
It is the first weekend of March.
Okay. Well, that's tentatively where I'm looking to.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Well, right now.
Because I know they'll be there, and
uh-huh.
I'm about 90% sure I'm gonna be there.
Okay.
So if I'm there and they there, it's locked.
Down,
period.
They got that.
Down on.
They got it.
Down.
I mean, listen, man. I don't play. If I'm at
the
track,
we can put that in the book.
Man, you can put it in your pipe and smoke it. I don't play no games when it comes to racing.
DJ, don't sound so mean.
I'm just serious, man. I don't play. If I say it, I'm gonna do it. Period.
Hey, y'all heard it here on Sunday Night Biz, Thunder. There's a Biz show that he is looking for wit. And King Kong.
And anybody else in the world on the planet Earth on a 28-inch tire.
Now, you know King Kong ain't going to be on no 28 now.
I'm not saying that. That's an exception. I mean, I'm going to jump out. I'm going to play around all outside my classes.
I plan to be
the king of anything
on
a 28. Yes.
SVO on a
I know all of those guys plan to be there too. They not exempt. They're not exempt. They on the list.
SVO, what about Boost 12? You know Boost 12 gonna be on 28.
I said Boost 12. If I don't gap Boost 12, I don't win.
Damn.
Hold on. Now we talking about the quarter mile or the eighth mile?
Man, it don't even matter.
Oh, so you gonna gap them? You gonna gap them in the eighth?
Man, I don't care either. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to let if somebody want to be on the radio, if they want to be on the slick, whatever they want to be on, I'm going to accommodate them. They want to go to eighth mile, they want to go to quarter mile. It is what it is.
All right.
In other words, DJ.
Listen, man, all I can tell you is I'm not playing when you see me again. I'm not playing. If you see me again in the car, the track, I'm ready to race. And you got to ask me if I'm ready. I'm ready. If I'm at the track, if you see me in the car at the track at the same time, I'm ready, period. And I don't have to do nothing. I'm ready.
Good shit. But look, how y'all doing?
How you doing? You ain't shit. I bet you go in the bushes. I bet you that. I bet you go in the goddamn bushes.
Okay, the reason why I changed car when I said I was running with my fastest car, because of his tone.
Because of my tone, really?
I didn't like his tone.
Hold on. You just hearing this tone. What the hell are you talking about? You the one spoke on this bullshit first. I ain't said nothing to you.
No, I'm just saying, you said I changed the last time we talked about changing.
That's what you said.
You going to get out of the way, though. I might well run you with the baddest thing I got.
Like I said, you the one changed what you said. I didn't say nothing to you about that. There ain't no surprise. Everybody, I want Kong with me, so I want some kickback. That's all.
Well, you better hope we don't retire that motherfucker. That's gonna be your.
Listen, man. Trust me. Let me tell you something. I know it's the baddest day of your camp right now. It's the baddest thing in your account right now. If I was Ritter right now, I'd be chasing Kong right now.
With Kong right now, if you were Ritter, motherfucker.
Okay, that's what you think. I can't even speak on it because I ain't got no oil pressure. I can't. I'm just telling you what I plan to do when I'm Ritter. That's it.
Okay. Well, I'll see you there too. You know, I
see you. Go, yeah, I know you're gonna be there. If I'm there and you there, it's on. Period.
Creek don't rise.
If the creek don't rise,
I'll kick your motherfucking ass for that too.
Uh-huh.
Motherfucking
ass boy. I bet you do the moonwalk.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, DJ.
Your question, your topic. It's just begun. It just begun for the 901 team. These motherfuckers just finna start getting tricked. I was playing with these boys, man. I'm finna show these boys just a man game. I'm finna show you what I'm gonna do to these boys, dude.
Yeah.
These boys stand a fucking chance for a team. I mean, not a
fucking chance. Hey, buddy.
Motherfucking tone. I mean, it ain't a motherfucker we gon'. I don't give a fuck if you run a class. Fuck. You can be a class racer, grudge racer. We gon' run any motherfucker that we want.
Hey, somebody got some background noise. Come on now. Come on now.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
Hey,
Whit. He's just talking about turning King Kong into a chimpanzee, man. That's some terrible
man.
Shitty talk.
Man, they ain't gonna fuck with King Kong. They ain't gonna fuck with that motherfucker else.
Hey, go ahead, Terry.
Look, King Kong gonna be retired when I come out. Watch you. We put that call up.
Well, we.
I will put it. I ain't gonna tell no lie. King Kong running. I'm not gonna tell no lie now. King Kong is running.
You goddamn right.
King Kong ain't bullshit, but I'm just telling you right now. I'm hunting Kong. That's what I'm hunting. That's the one I'm hunting.
Well, we gonna name something else Kong. You get to get Kongs too.
Say what was that? Say it. That's a different card. Come on, man. Don't do that.
No, I'm just telling you. We had the copy of 10 years. We think we're going to sell the car and sell the motor. We're going to come out with
it. I mean, if you sell the car, I mean, you sell the car. I mean, then I just got to look at whatever the hell.
Right.
I ain't no fool now. Ain't going to be no fool.
But if
Kong set up just like Kong is right now, I'm just saying I ran Kong before, like I said, and I'll run the car again.
I don't care if you change
the motor. The car set just like I said, I don't care nothing about no motor change and nothing. I just want the car.
It's gonna be old, probably over with. I'm telling you.
Sound like you confused with.
Now somebody will be coming pick up the motor next week, Cadillac.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kong is, we probably finna, but the shorty car sit just like Kong, DJ. I want to let you know that. It's on 29 Nitrous. Ladder bar, same thing.
I just look like this, okay?
Well, I'm just telling you, it's the same thing.
I guess I just take your word for it, too, I guess, right?
No, I don't see
why you would change it. I mean, I don't see why you're doing anything to it. The car's doing good. I mean, the car got a name for itself. I mean, I wouldn't, but you do what
I
you want to do.
I'm not the owner of that car. I understand that.
I understand.
The owner of that car wants to make some changes, so I can't knock him.
I believe I can make him. Well, I ain't gonna say I can make it, but I believe.
Yeah, and if the car still like it is now, you got a race with Kong. If we don't change nothing, but I don't think that's gonna happen. I'm just being truthful. I think you know. We finna do a little changing and things, and we might name Junior Kong. You know, we might step Junior up to Kong next year. I don't know. I'm debating on. I'll let you know. You'll know.
Yeah, I mean, with Junior present, I'm not sending Junior up. I mean, I'll run him if you want, but I feel like that'll be an insult, honestly.
Well. Just wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
Wait and see. Junior might.
But I ain't gonna call Junior no hoe. But I'm just saying, if you want to run with that one, then that'd be fine, too.
Now, we're going to run you with, like I told you, we're going to put some meat on your ass, boy. We're trying to adapt at booth 12 and all that stuff like that.
That's just talk, Whit. That's just talk. That's talk.
We'll see what we're going to run you with when we get there.
All
right. But I tell you this right here. You the one going to be goddamn it backing up. It ain't going to be us.
Oh, no. I don't bag up now. I don't know what reverse is. Reverse ain't in my vocabulary.
They ain't got this and they ain't got that. That's what you're going to be saying. But I don't give a fuck what they say, what they think, what they do. They get their ass in the fast lane. They get their motherfucking ass in the way. I'm going to beat on them. All I'm gonna
hey, what you going to do with Butt Naked?
Man, that motherfucker ain't going to do nothing. That motherfucker ain't going to shake a motherfucking grape. He ain't going to do shit. When I come out, he ain't going to do nothing but be bagging up. All they got this. Call the motherfucking doctor or some motherfucker, man.
DJ, I want to let you know your nemesis crew called out the SBO.
Oh, did they?
Actually.
Yeah.
Demons is just
yeah.
trying to get some race. That's all. They just trying to get some race.
Yeah.
You know.
I like
my boys with the gap.
Oh, SVO told them strap the 28 song. They'll run them head up.
Oh, no. Come on. I ain't going to do this. You can't ask somebody to undress the car. I mean, yeah. It is what it is. If you want them, you got to, you know.
Them days
is over, man. It's all about if you want to run a man, you want to run a man like you said. I mean, it's fuck it. It is what it is.
Glad you said that.
I did. I mean, that's true. I mean, if I see, you know, if I'm going to try something, I'm going to fucking try. Fuck it. It is what it is.
I'm going to show them how to trick a motherfucker. I'm going to trick a motherfucker. All right. Now, Nemesis, I'm going to beat on them boys. I'm going to beat motherfucking skinny man ass to death.
Yeah, well, that's a lie.
Stop having that motherfucker when we get through with his ass. Watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you think. You think you're the only motherfucker doing something, man? You out your fucking mind.
Fuck them boys.
Okay.
Fuck them boys.
All right,
now. I just was sizing them boys up. They know. They know I was just sizing them up.
Okay.
I'm sizing them up. I size all you motherfuckers up this year. They don't do no size. Mm-hmm. I know your size. I know what shoe you wear now. What size shoe you wear, motherfucker?
Yeah, Whit, you think you're the only motherfucker making a move, man?
I'm making
You honestly can't think you're the only motherfucker making moves.
I'm making several moves.
Anybody got any goddamn sense making some fucking moves? Ain't nobody playing. Ain't nobody playing no more. If you come out here half-stepping, you should keep your ass at home.
I made a move right there.
Huh?
I said shit. I might well make. I made a minor move. I made a major move. I said, "Fuck it." I might well make a major move. Major move now, DJ. Give me 3 months off. Woo! Making major moves now. I said, "Fuck it." Gone bigger. Shit. I want it where I can just damn near guy grab one kid and whoop some of these motherfuckers. I'm finna trick some motherfuckers for real this next year. Shit.
It's gonna be interesting.
I might stick me a 900 inch in that bitch.
Do what you gotta do.
You're a bad niner, huh?
Hell yeah. I'm my own. That's what I'm saying. I ain't gonna give a fuck about nobody. He can get it.
Now you know they gonna get the goddamn memo now. Don't go bagging up when the mo come knocking on your door. All right, now.
I don't give a fuck about no Cal Hotel, Billy Stockton, none of them motherfuckers. Fuck them.
Oh shit!
You heard it from me.
You stepping in it, boy.
Okay. Boss Lane will be back out on the town. He's going down.
Uh-oh, my man will be home.
You goddamn right.
How long we going with?
Huh?
How long we going?
March, goddamn it. They can get it.
Ooh. Right when the season starts to get good.
Copperhead going to hit town.
Oh, Copperhead getting that too?
No, no, no. They talking about somebody else.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Biz.
Yeah, they gave Copperhead 20-piece McNugget.
Oh, it's gonna be ugly, man. It's gonna be ugly, man. Yep.
Bunch of non-racing motherfuckers
in
here.
In here, y'all heard Terry.
What'd you say, Terry?
Yeah, a bunch of non-racers on this line, except for Whit.
Hey, Terry. I like your organization, everything, you know. But you better get that stock block out that motherfucker.
Hey, DJ, we get that same race you offer in Boost 12? We lock that in?
What you mean, get what's there? If I don't, I ain't say nothing about gapping y'all. Come on, did I offer it to you? I made myself very clear. And Boost 12 ain't accepted that, so guess what? That shit I have to do. But I'm going to beat both of their motherfucking ass. I can guarantee you that. We can lock in. I can lock in on a guaranteed ass whooping on both of them. I tell you that. I can guarantee. We can lock in 200 right now. Whenever we race, I'm going to beat the fuck out of both of them. Both of them. Yes. It's a standing bet whenever we race. Whenever we race, it's standing.
500. He said, Teddy just said lock in 500.
500. I'm going to beat the fuck out of him. Yes.
Yeah,
on top of whatever we bet.
He said, Teddy said 500 or 2,500 or better. He's standing next to me.
That's what I mean. I'm saying the 500 going to be on top of whatever we bet is what I'm saying. That's a standing bet with me and you, Terry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here.
Locked
in shit in.
It's in. It's locked. Background dancer. It's locked back. You got a background dancer back there. Tell him it's locked. I hear him in the background. It's locked.
Yep. We're trying to winterize this thing now. No one wants to give us any fair races, so I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, I ain't going to get no fair to me. I'm on 28. I got a blow dry just like y'all got a blow dry.
Exactly.
I ain't crying about nothing. I don't care what you got in it. Big block of turbo. I don't care what's in it. Don't cry about what you see in mine.
Exactly.
Hey, DJ, I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you run a class car on 275?
I'll run a class car if they put on a slip.
Oh, no, nah, they got radio on.
Mm-mm. They put on a slip. If a class car put on a slick, I'll run it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, DJ, what about us? We'd be on a 275 or a 28?
Yeah, I'm going to be on whatever the hell y'all on. Wherever the hell we at now, I'm going to be on whatever I need to be on.
Okay.
If we in Holly Springs, I'm going to be on the 275.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
Y'all going to meet at 41. What y'all going to be on?
Steamrollers. That shit wit runs.
You ain't got to worry about it. We ain't never going back there.
Oh, so y'all gonna boycott my race, huh? Y'all gonna boycott my race? Y'all gonna do y'all boy like that?
We'll be there to support you if we're allowed in the gate. If we're allowed there, then we'll come.
Hey, man.
Damn, Terry, you bad acting.
What's that?
So you bad acting.
Bad acting?
Yeah, you bad acting. So if they allow you in the gate.
Yeah. I ain't been there since June, July. Man, I can't believe
next year.
Are they
going to
open up next year?
I don't know. I have no idea.
If they don't, they just need to open up that one weekend in July.
What weekend in July be?
Yeah.
is that all you need?
That's all I need, doctor. That's all I need.
I hear you.
Can't believe this thing fired up.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, the race, it was too cold. We didn't get no racing off.
Okay. What was the weather in Memphis?
10 degrees warm in New Orleans in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I did get breaking news today, though. Don Mack whooped the movie.
Yeah. No, I didn't check. Yeah, it's got oil.
I got breaking news. Said Don Mack whooped Scooby today.
What?
Yeah.
Was it clean?
Yeah, both of them went down.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where they was at or what happened, but Arkansas called me, and they told me that Don Mack just had whooped Scooby.
Damn.
No belt for money.
Mm.
What happened
now? Don Mack beat Scooby.
Oh, hell.
Hey, DJ, did you hear what Wish said about CeCe last week?
I heard it, man. Boy, CeCe going to give you hell when I don't know if he got that memo yet, but boy. Ooh. The key, the Cold Killer, I ain't trying to use Cold Killer, but. Well, I don't know. No, nobody Cold Killer knocked off, though. They ain't come back none this year. They tried to come back one time. We got to give them props. They tried to come back one time, paid the lockup. They thought about that motherfucking hammer. He dropped me. We might as well pay the lockup.
I've been talking to CeCe. CeCe, they're gonna be hell in 14 now.
Yeah, they show
they ought to be.
In 13. We got hell across the head, and them we put them all to sleep for real. I said, damn, wake
ooh,
up, CeCe.
Woo, boy, CeCe could be a gnat on the wall right now, but he'll be on your ass right now.
Everybody clocks in at me. I'm going to fuck them up. Every time he send a motherfucker out there, I'm going to fuck them up.
How many cars y'all coming out with this year, Wick?
Well, we got the shorty car. It's almost ready. We might be cranking that thing up probably in the next couple of weeks. I just had the headers did, got the doors on, cap on, everything.
It's a Mustang, too?
Yeah, it's a Mustang. There's some pictures and stuff on Facebook, they say. My guy Tim puts pictures up and stuff somewhere around there. I don't be on that shit. And we got another small block car coming out with 28s on it, Peanut. And later on in the year, we're going to come out with a Chevy, too. It's going to be later on. It'll be late next year. Going to come out with a Chevy, too, we've been messing with, so...
When's
a small block car coming out? A small block car come out around, I say May we should have it. You know, at the latest, I'm saying. It could be it could be before that. But I say May, you know. We'll have it going. Get it, you know. I'm giving us enough time to, you know, tune, get everything, you know, tuned in and everything. It's together, but we just got a few knickknacks that the other guy didn't finish. That we're going to take it somewhere else and let this, the guy who's working on the shorty car, we're going to let him finish it. They do pretty good work over there.
Anybody heard any updates on what went on down in Florida?
That's next week.
Florida. Crew chief and Ray. No, it's next weekend. This weekend.
That's next weekend.
Huh?
That's the 30th.
Next
weekend. Next
weekend. How was y'all race? Y'all had y'all race yesterday, right?
No, it was too cold today. That was open today.
Oh.
Yeah, it was 30-something degrees. So, we didn't do nothing. It's showing
up. That's crazy how you go down to Florida and damn weather be 70 degrees, 75 degrees. And cold as hell here where we are. Sounds great year-round down there, boy.
It's showing.
Hey, DJ.
The next Monday.
Hey, I feel sorry for you down there with that turbo car.
Yeah.
Anytime I call in and try and get a race? Like the other night, Tony was talking about racing that thriller car or whatever on 28th.
Who that?
I tell him we'll do something at Baldi's race, and he throws a hammer at me.
Who's that?
Tony.
Tony Bye.
Yeah. I mean, why? I feel sorry if you got to race all these big blocks on 20 kits on balloon tires.
Yeah, sometimes that's what you got to do. I'm just, I mean, I'm like this. I'm just trying to be the best man in my class, and then I plan to just, you know, I'm not limiting myself to the class, but, you know, I'm just trying to be the, I'm trying to be the best man on a 28-inch tire. That's it.
Yep. Get in line.
Yep.
One, one good thing about body weight, you got 3 days. You got Friday testing, Saturday, and Sunday. So you got 3 good days of racing.
Well, be honest with you, DJ, I don't think you're going to be faster than butt naked on your 28.
Well, that's your thought, Whit. Everybody entitled to their opinion.
Hey, is that Tony Wright guy on 28?
No,
he's
on 29. Only really person now on 28 is butt naked that's racing now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
White boy. I think the white boy's on 28.
Yeah, they don't want to.
White boy's on 28. Cooper Falls on 28. Real tree run on 28. Ball factor on 28. There's still some bears on 28. I mean, you know, real tree go back and forth, but real tree a bad motherfucker on 28.
Hold on. Scott on 28.
Yes,
Cooper
sir.
Performance.
There's some bad motherfuckers on 28. Now, I'm saying what I'm saying, but there's some bears out here on 28. But believe me, when I say this very easily, I'm not worried about a motherfucker soul on 28. I'll tell you that right now. Remember I said it. I hear your background. I know you were going to say something, background singer, back there with Terry. I already see that race going. That race right there going to get to the top. Going to come like that's going to be. I already see that being one of my first races because I see he eagerly kind of want me and I don't give a fuck. So you know, just get up there. All I got to do is be at the track in the car there. It's on. You ain't got to ask. All we got to see is what time and how much.
Who's that?
Anybody, but I'm your background singer.
You talking about Teddy?
Well, with the SVR, I guess that's why I seem like that's gonna be the. I keep you know I can tell you know how you can just sense something when somebody just kind of wants you. I'm your huckleberry. I promise you, I'm your huckleberry. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't ducking or dodging. If I'm there, it's on. Period. You ain't gotta ask. All we got to talk about is what time and how much. They're the only two questions we got to ask.
Okay, you here, DJ.
Huh?
I know. I told Terry. He here, DJ.
Yeah, he hear me. I know he hear me.
No, we're working on a car.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to be. I'm not poking. I'm just, this is what it is. I know y'all will race. I mean, I ain't worried about the. I know that race will happen because I know y'all like the race. I know y'all will race, so it ain't a question if that race gonna happen. Because I ain't gonna bag up, and y'all gonna go, so it's gonna happen.
Exactly. Two teams that don't want to shit talking bullshit around just race.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-mm.
So what you call your show now, Ben? What's the name of your show on Sunday?
I forget. It's Sunday night. Sunday night special. I think it was Jay said Sunday night special. We just like at the head up. No more hands up. We're going to go ahead and call it a night. Old Big Daddy didn't call in. Bobby done called in, but Danny ain't called in. But the topic of the night is tricking racers. Is it over? So we had a mixed answers. Oh, excuse me. We had a mixed answers. Some say people can still be tricked. And some people say it's hard. It's hard to trick the stalwarts or the ones that's been in drag racing for quite some time. So, and I have to tend to believe it's hard to trick the people that's been in drag racing for quite some time.
It's hard to trick anybody that's rolling with a team unless you catch one motherfucker by himself. He's locked some dumb shit in, then you done tricked his ass. But
just like Wick there with my boys a couple of weeks ago.
Now, shit, Wick wouldn't trick nobody now, would he?
What they do, Terry? Who locked in?
The king of trick or treat.
Yeah, he got Teddy all pissed off and locked him in with the junior car when we were supposed to race the predator car.
Oh. When is this race supposed to happen?
Well, it was supposed to happen a couple of weeks ago, but it got rained out at Holly Springs.
Oh, you get that?
But if we show up at, I think if we show up at Baldy's race, we're going to do both those cars. And maybe, I think Predator out the back door if you want.
No, I think he said Kong out the back door.
Yeah, Kong out the back door, my fault. Yeah, and the other two to the eighth, I think, if we're cool with it.
Oh, okay. I would love to see that out the back door race. God, dog. Woo!
The one thing about it, that damn driver with now, old Kenny boy, hell of a driver. He don't mind. We'll say that. That's what I like about him. I like a driver that can drive and can talk a little shit. Cause he cool as hell. He talk a little shit too. He ain't really.
You know what? I ain't never heard Kenny boy talk.
Shit. He'll say some little slick shit on you. I mean, yeah, I'm finna fuck you up, stunner. I like old Kenny boy. I like it. He'll drive that motherfucker too. Now he'll drive the wheels off that motherfucker.
Man, I sure thought 2 years ago I had that damn Kong in the 8th mile, man. Got to be more careful. God, dog. Boy, I sure thought I had that Joker, man. Oh, that Joker went past me so fast around 400 foot mark.
Shit, was before that.
No, I wasn't before that. No, because I was down on 8th. And it was about the 400 foot mark. Lil Ron got up first. And got down through there.
That was a good race, man.
Yeah,
man. That was a real good race.
A lot of people thought I won that race.
That was a good ass race, man.
And the damn light didn't come on. I was going back down to the start line. I'm like, should I humbug or should I humbug? Should I humbug?
hey, cowboy with prime time. The kid boy's not even talking shit.
Say it again.
Oh. Cowboy don't fuck with Kenny Boy no more.
Kenny Boy cool as a fan now. That's what I'm cool as hell. I like old Kenny Boy. Kenny Boy cool as hell now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never heard Kenny Boy talk trash.
Kenny Boy talks some shit, but he'll be loud with it or nothing. He'll say some old slick shit. That should be funny. He'd be cool as hell to say something slick or he'd give one of them looks.
He said, I'm going to bust your head, huh, stunner?
Kenny Boy don't give a shit. Kenny Boy, he can do his goddamn job. Get out the way.
Yeah.
How you want your driver to be, though?
Yeah, we got fitted for Shorty. I think it was Thursday. Yeah, Thursday we got fitted for the – And we were just tripping off of him.
Mm.
Ended in that flicking the trans break. We said, well, you still got a couple more months. You know?
But now the other thing is, I told Mark, now he – you got the okay, but Mark said he gonna get on my motherfucker. He gonna get in that goddamn seat and race against me. I said, man, please, hey, I swear that ain't gonna happen. He said, shit, watch and see, brother. Watch and see. I said, okay.
Mark wouldn't let a trans boy go so bad.
So, you know, it's me. You know, me and Mark got our little thing. So it'll be extra. I would love to be driving against him.
Mark used to drive pretty good, though. He ain't been interested in getting back in there. He always coming in with me.
That's right.
And like when we get done with the car and get everything going straight and get it going good, I go, now go ahead. You can get in it.
All we're gonna take one time to feel it and know if you want to stay in it or not get back in it. That's all we're gonna take. It ain't gonna be with one pass. Get in that motherfucker. He's gonna say, "Ooh, that shit feel good. I wanna do it again." Or he gonna say, "Oh, I don't want no parts of this motherfucker no more."
Yeah, Tom's going a lot faster than he was when he drove.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's gonna be one of those.
Do Bobby drive Whit?
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
gonna drive.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna drive when he get out.
Okay.
No, not yet. But they're gonna have to put a muzzle on his ass though.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna drive. He was saying his son was gonna drive it, but I don't know about that one either.
Yeah.
That ain't going to be pretty rough.
Ding Ding ain't going to drive, is he, Whit?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, Ding Ding.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're going to have to put a muzzle on his ass.
I feel bad for all
out.
you Bears fans. They're, you know, I feel sorry for all the Bears fans. You know, y'all got my condolences.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you Falcon fans down in Georgia, too.
Man, I can't stand no Falcons.
I know it's been a lot of controversy around this man, but I just read something on the board a little while ago, and I definitely want to give condolences out to Postdoc Joe. They say he lost his son last night.
I did hear that, bro. Was it to some violence?
I have no idea. I seen it on the board. I didn't, it's like three pages.
Yeah.
I didn't really read off to it, but that's just.
That's sad.
Sad to hear, man. Anytime, you know, anybody have any type of loss, you know, it affects all of us because we all, you know, that we are big ass family right now, you know. So when one of us hurt, you know, we all feel it. But with all the negative that kind of been surrounding the man, I just, you know, I ain't seen nothing but love, you know, going his way. So that's good. You know, I just hate
good.
To hear anything like that happening to anybody. That's the man's son.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But we do send our condolences to Pro Stock for that, no doubt. Well, all my Bulls fans, I'm a Bulls fan, and Derrick Rose and tore his damn knee up again.
We can't win for losing, Biz.
Yeah, but hell, he over the last 3 years, he done made him $300-something million. He cool. He's blessed. Yeah. Michael Jordan got his house for sale, $29 million.
Can't get no buyers. Price tag.
Look at the economy. I mean, thing you buy a big house like that, man, it's like, and a lot of times people that buy houses like that ain't got the money. How do you even, you don't have to, a lot of times you're not even there. Most of the time you're not even there.
Yeah, I had a pastor once tell me, the more you spend for a house, the less you're going to be in it. Because you're going to be out trying to make money.
Yeah.
<them bills. laughs> Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, maybe one leader might move back in there. Now that Mike back in North Carolina.
Who?
She might want it back. I said, maybe Juanita might want to move back in there.
Yeah. She got no money to buy.
Yeah, she damn sure got no money to buy.
The law's definitely set up for the woman.
What you say?
Half. Half. Half.
And then Jody could come right on in there and just be all right. Jody ain't did a goddamn thing.
All she did was open her legs and her mouth.
That's it.
Half. Like that.
And Joe Blow coming in and play Nintendo all day and lap up all the luxury.
Jody got your girl and got his gone away.
Jody
don't you know, play.
He give me one of them new. What, he just came out with a new controller for Xbox. Stop by the store.
706-2292. Your mic is open.
It's my goddamn cab, you bitch ass. Over there talking about some goddamn it. Basketball and
ball, man. That sounds like no. That sounds like no.
Dull ass motherfucking ragged ass show. These weak ass motherfucking show. Kick your motherfucking ass out of Grudge Inc.
That sounds like no.
What's up, motherfuckers?
I stopped talking about racing when you red lighted in Macon.
I just goddamn it left the track right there with Biz old slow ass Mustang. I couldn't get a bitch to breathe loud over there. Tony Bang got that old goddamn hammer. Is Terry still on the goddamn phone?
Yeah,
Terry's still on.
Tell Terry, if Terry run Tony Bynes with the hammer head up, I'm going to call the police on him. He need to get that bitch one and one. That bitch won't bust a fucking grape in a fruit fight. That bitch so fucked up. They had a thrill over there. The only motherfucker it scared was his goddamn self. Them bitches over there wouldn't cook. Man, it was so goddamn. Tony Bynes, y'all need to goddamn, we need to do a benefit race for him to get his motherfucking heart back. That bitch is a faggot, pussy motherfucker, scared to race, ho-ass motherfucker.
Oh,
damn,
shit.
Dog. I don't
how
like
you left field with
I told him, I said, Tony, you want to lock in?
No.
Hey, I asked him, I said, Tony, you want to lock in 300? You know what they told me?
Huh.
Take that 300 and stick it in your mama's ass. I said, oh, you mad now because you're talking about my mama, but I play mama jokes. I said, if you tell your daddy to move his head over sideways, then I can stick it up her ass. Motherfucker can't get over on me. I'm the baddest bitch in racing. With the slowest goddamn Mustang. Biz bought that weak-ass Mustang all the way from Chicago down here, this motherfucker. And these bitches scared to death of that bitch.
I'm telling you, man.
How y'all doing out there? We're out there talking shit. Rick!
Oh.
What's up, man? Hey, we're out there, man.
What up, dog?
Look here, man. I just left Walmart. Tell BT I gift-wrapped that dick and sent it to him. Tell him, look, I gift-wrapped that dick and sent it to him.
What happened at the track, man?
Hey, man, look at me. Tony Bynes over there with that goddamn, if Tony Bynes, I'm going to tell you the truth, Whit, I'm going to be honest with you, man. If Tony Bynes run live action, man, somebody ought to call the police on him, man. Because, I mean, that's just like suicide, man. Tony Bynes can't, if that bitch went 550, I'll eat the tires on my dually. That bitch got a goddamn motherfucking back half chassis goddamn car with a goddamn plastic body on it. And I'm telling you, with a plastic body on the motherfucker and can't do shit. He could have left the bitch the way it was, like he had it down there in Holly Springs, and he would have been way better off.
Yo. He shouldn't have fucked with it. He shouldn't have fucked with it.
He did better by not touching that motherfucker. Nah, he can't goddamn get no counter combination on that motherfucker. Candy Crush over there got a goddamn motor in it so goddamn big they had to cut the frame rail to get it in there.
God damn.
He might have went 551.
Where y'all was at?
Oh, Jackson, I just left him over there freezing. My damn feet and my hand froze right now. It was calling two sumbitches over there. And I'm glad. I know why y'all canceled that bitch, and I don't blame you. Motherfucker. Bitch, kiss my ass about your car running better than the cold. It'll run without me, bitch. Let's put a heater in the motherfucker. God damn. Man, it was so motherfucking cold over there, goddammit. I saw a goddammit squirrel over there, goddammit, covering his nuts up.
Hey, dog, so up north, it was 12 degrees last night.
Oh, man, kiss my ass here. You white motherfuckers can keep that cold shit. Damn, y'all white folks up there running around. We had two white boys at the damn track running around with flip-flops on, man. It's 38 degrees. Them bitches got on short pants and flip flops, man. As soon as I see them motherfuckers, I said, that must be just that stupid ass Kale, man. I thought it was those Kale, man. Shit, man, it was cold as some bitches out there, man.
Yeah. Anybody race? Anybody race?
Anybody race?
Anybody race? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They raced to that goddamn heater. Ain't goddamn not nobody race, man. It just, when it get this cold, man, it, shit, yeah. Even if you go to track, man, ain't nobody trying to go out there and race, man.
Hey, what? How cold is it down there?
It was off. It was 46. But it was 46.
Hey, that was the heat wave.
The wind chill was something like 33, I think, is it with the wind chill.
Hey, if that was Chicago, they'd have been getting it all like Natalie Strong.
Hey, now don't get me wrong. Could have rained. Now the song was out, but I mean, motherfuckers, see down here we ain't used to that. When the goddamn get that cold, they don't care if it's 100 cars to the track. These bitches be balled up trying to get to one of them fire barrels, man.
Yep.
Yeah. See, I know if y'all had been in Chicago or something, y'all have been jumping around there, having a motherfucker with that kind of weather.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, but hey, Terry. Hey, Terry, I can't tell you how to run your program because any bitch can get their car right. But that Hammer car, man, I don't know why you didn't lock that motherfucker in. But you know Tony got mad and cussed Terry out, though. Terry asked him about the race. He cussed Terry out. Shit. Yeah, them came on.
You know, he a little sore from what Turbo GT did to him up in Indiana.
Well, he a little sore about more than that, though. You know, Tony been on tilt ever since. He tried to pull that old swoop on a motherfucker the other night and got it backfired in his motherfucking face. And I'm going to tell all y'all out there, I don't care how trick and slick you is, I heard you talking about what the topic was, that karma is a bitch. That bitch will slap the fuck out you. You don't care what color you is or how tall you is or how big you is. That goddamn karma is a motherfucker. Yeah.
Y'all were talking the night on the show, you had the special show, I wasn't feeling good, right? I was on the show.
Uh-huh.
I was feeling good, but right. I was finna come home, but y'all ended up changing the topic. You know, Tony was saying that at first, you know, he was saying that they was talking shit after they wrecked the car, and you know, he turned around and said that they making jokes. So that's
right.
why they come home. That's why they come home, because I know once we went in the ditch down there, and Kenny went in the ditch on Tony, Tony kept going, never did stop. And went over to him and BET and made a video over at Tony Trailer.
I'm glad you said that, Willie, and I wish you had came on. This is what I'm trying to show you now. Tony Bynum had, he had all the unknown folks saying it wasn't even his car. So him and Street King, the one put the bet up and betted. Street King was just talking to Tony because he won the bet. That man ain't never joke about nobody wrecking it. But like I said, Terry came on that show and said it also. When they wrecked, when Tate put his car in the wall, they jumped so fucking high, they'd have fucked up goddamn Michael Jordan and all of them. They also goddamn have been jumping around when the man wrecked his car.
Stop right
they can
there.
Stop that bullshit.
Wrecked, when Tate wrecked, all of us was jumping up and down. Tate's partner was on the line. And he told me, he told Cowboy, he told Trigger Man, that's some dirty motherfucking shit y'all doing. My partner done wrecked his goddamn car down and y'all celebrate. And I stopped celebrating at that point. But Tate got out the car and kicked the car and everything when we jumped up and down. But Tate's partner was on the line with us.
Right.
And I stopped right there. He cursed our motherfucking ass out. And I didn't say nothing else back to him.
Well, see, now see that's what I'm trying to say with you. In a way, I understand it. But what I'm saying is y'all wasn't jumping up and celebrating that the man wrecked his car. Y'all was talking about because you ain't won that money on that. I'm sorry, you know, you saw the man wreck his car, but I hate to say it. Human nature going to make you goddamn be happy that you won that money.
Right. We were just happy about the money. But after he said that, I thought about it. I said, shit, man, let me be quiet. Hey, man,
but I mean, it wasn't like y'all was making no jokes about it. And Street King wasn't making no jokes about it either. And see, Tony owned boys. That's the thing about it. See, that's what's wrong with Tony boys. Tony got such an iron fist on them, they're scared to talk. His own boys said, man, Tony went out the goddamn gate on two wheels, man. And that we was joking about that because Tony left the tram track so goddamn fast, man, we ain't know that bitch was gone.
Yeah,
The thing about it, the more shit you talk, just like right now, if Cole Killer lose a race, regardless how he lose, bitch is going to be glad because a lot of bitches want to see him get his ass whooped.
Yeah, but now I don't think Street King said nothing toward the car, nothing like that.
He didn't.
He was just shooting at Tony.
He was shooting at Tony, that's all. And Tony claimed it wasn't his car, remember? Tony told everybody, no, it ain't my car, I ain't got nothing to do with it. But as soon as he get his motherfucking asshole blown. And if you notice, and I'm going to say it again, I'm going to say it on every show called Fuck Tony, because he cussed me out today too. Every fucking time he loses, it's always a problem. As long as that bitch winning, he the best motherfucker in the world, and the happiness, and we can talk about his grandmama and his mama's grandmama and everybody else. But when that bitch loses a race, when he loses a race, it's always a fucking problem.
That's what I told BC. See, now you don't want nobody. You don't want to hear nothing when you wreck your car. You don't want to hear nothing, whether it's good, bad, a joke, or nothing. I can understand that. But at the same time, when Tony, every time Tony loses, it's always a problem.
It's always a problem. We don't never have these problems with Tony lose because he cannot stand losing. But I hope the motherfucker loses the rest of his motherfucking life, as long as he got breath in his body, a bitch-ass punk bitch motherfucker.
Now, when he run up, it don't be no problem. He lose, we go ahead on, everything be fine. But now, when he lose against other people, I'm going to call a spade, it always be something.
Give a fuck. The faggot-ass motherfucker's a bitch-ass punk hoe-ass motherfucker.
Damn, dog.
They always talk about dog crime. You don't like prime time. I'm telling you, bitch,
hey,
I don't like prime time. Fuck prime time and every bitch in it.
Hey dog. If you seen the movie with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, Life, why you so nasty? Why you so nasty? Okay, why you so nasty?
Fuck them bitches. Cause how can one of the best teams in the world that talk more shit than anybody in the world? How can they have thin skin, man?
You gotta be
able to
take it, man.
I still need my $200
from you.
Oh, you can forget. I tell you what I'm gonna do, DJ Grant. If you call Tony right now and ask him for $200, if he don't cuss you the fuck out, I'm gonna give you $200. Call that motherfucker right now and ask for $200. If he don't cuss you out, you send me your bank account number and shit. I was $200 in there right tonight.
Call him, man.
Hell no. If you want to have a good show, because I was about to go to sleep on this raggedy motherfucker, call that man and
No. I'm gonna tell you what you do.
Biz, you a talk show. You can say, hey Tony, I made this here call here just for DJ Grant. Then you can shut up.
Yeah.
And let DJ Grant ask for them $200. If Tony don't cuss that bitch out, I'm gonna steal $200.
Call, I don't give a damn, because I got a 50-50 chance of getting my $200.
What's been happening, dog? What's been happening, dog?
Is that kid?
That's me, man. That's me.
You done took your goddamn medicine tonight, because you hear shit sideways sometimes. How you doing, Keith?
Oh, I ain't got Tony number
though.
No more. It ain't in my phone.
Okay, I give you the number, bitch.
Godfather, Godfather.
373-2646.
Hold on,
Godfather.
I'm dog tonight. I'm dog. I ain't the Godfather.
Dog.
Hey, I want to talk some shit tonight. I'm in a good mood right now, motherfucker. Fuck a bitch for tonight. I'm the goddamn dog tonight. Godfather.
Hey, dog, that you found you one of them midgets, dog, and get that rock off, dog.
Hey, look at him. Look at Cadillac.
Yeah.
Talking about them midgets. Ain't no difference from no midget pussy. The bitch lay down, they're the same size, so I don't know if it's a motherfucker a midget or not. Only time
hey,
I know that it's
706-373.
2646, and I'm going to be quiet because if you hit me on the head, I know he's going to cuss me out. I'm going on mute. And don't put him in the pride room in school and neither.
Ugh. I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
Hey, Cadillac. Cadillac.
I'm glad he didn't answer, damn it.
Yeah, hey, Cadillac.
Hey, who'd you call?
Oh. Yeah, you don't call him boss no more. Call that bitch Tony Bynum. He ain't boss of shit no more. Only motherfucking. Hey, is Cadillac on his phone? Cadillac on his phone?
He was.
I thought I heard Cadillac just a while ago.
He was.
Damn, bitch must ain't got but two lines. The motherfucker done cut them down. Goddamn.
No, dog, you can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, bitch. I can't hear nobody else but DJ Grant laughing. And kid over there snowing and shit.
Hey, man, I'm not snowing. I'm looking at the goddamn football game.
And Terry, goddamn Terry, don't... See, Terry ain't scared. Terry come in and talk. Terry wasn't scared. Terry said, fuck y'all black motherfuckers. I get in the middle of y'all bitches.
Me and Tony were locked there. 200 of him in the gangster booth. And Cold Killer and Lethal Weapon.
I remember that.
Hey, call Scooby and find out that he gets fucked up for real, man. You got Scooby up?
No, I
want to find
Scooby
out. Up. I see they say he got fucked up, but I want to know what the fuck happened. Don Mac fucked Scooby up. Something
yeah.
happened to his truck or something.
Yeah, something had happened.
You got,
hey,
you got
Biz,
Scooby
you got
number.
A number, Biz?
I ain't got Scooby number.
Hey, hold on, let me see if I get that motherfucker. Y'all hold on.
All right. Boy, dog, no, he want to start some stuff. He want to stalk on. Woo, man.
That's that dog, bad acting.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking phone on mute, all that background noise on this ragged-ass show.
It's part of me watching Time to Kill.
Bitch, you supposed to be... Scooby!
Oh, man. Samuel Jackson.
Hold up. Y'all, will y'all shut the fuck up? Hey, Scooby,
yes,
man.
What's up, Mr. Dog?
Man, we heard some goddamn disturbing news, man. Tell us that news ain't right, what we heard, man.
About Don Mac blowing my ass a whole lot.
Oh, shit. Tell us what happened, Scooby, because we got a goddamn whole goddamn telephone full of motherfuckers over here waiting to hear what happened, man.
Hey, I had Don Mac ass destroyed. I told him before the race was over. The track was cold on the top side. I blew the tire, broke loose.
You broke loose at the top side on one system?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yep.
And Don Man, Mac whooped your ass for real.
Yep, Don Mac whooped me. When we left there, I was gapping Don Mac ass in the air. I got my truck down and come back up. I got it back down and it broke loose and he come around.
God damn. Well, y'all heard again. We got a first hand. I had to goddamn make goddamn Biz show something because Biz weak ass show. He can't call out.
Yeah, I will post a video. Don Mac knocked me off and then got his ass capped for the belt. So he ain't even the S10 belt champ no more.
And then who be him?
Yes.
A guy with a 7 Love gap chain like this ass. Hey,
hey,
Don Mac beat me. What's up, King B?
Hey, man, you gotta get your man CeCe on, man. I have some disturbing.
Ooh,
ooh,
yeah,
man.
Get CC on.
They,
yeah,
man,
get CC
you gotta
on.
Get CC on, man.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
What y'all getting CC on for me?
Man, listen, somebody said they whooped CC one time and the man ain't raced the rest of the year.
Hey, nah, I ain't got to get CC on for that. I can be the spokesperson. You know, everybody know Joe the Toon, my shit, and his car too.
No. Go ahead.
He's testing. He told me we're going to test the rest of this year and come out Fat Tuesday ready. We've been testing the car. The car is back together, but he just wanted to wait till next year where he can get a full year. He say, cause he can come out
hey,
now.
Hey, okay. All right, one more thing we need to do for humanity is we need to get Big Ken on to find out how did they go about feeding the homeless.
Yeah. Clark told me about that last night. Okay.
Yeah, get Big Ken on so we can either give him some props or do something. You know, to tell him we appreciate.
I can't get him on.
Homeless.
I can't get him on. I can't call out no more.
and these old cheap-ass motherfucking goddamn. Once you get a goddamn show like goddamn it, Buck Naked and DJ Grant, God, they done upgraded their shit. When you gonna upgrade your shit? Scooby, I'm about to cut you off so I can call Big Ken, man.
All right, y'all be good, guys. All
right, cool.
God damn, this might well be my motherfucking show.
I got 10 minutes, dog.
Yeah, I know it, bitch. Just be cool, man. We making your show. At least they can talk about your show. They said Biz had an okay show. Hold on a minute, bitch.
That old man. Ooh, he's not even nice.
Damn, I got to do everything for these motherfuckers.
You know you're part of Grudge, didn't you?
Who part
you
of Grudge?
You had nothing else to do.
Bitch, I ain't part of no motherfucker. Hey, Big Ken.
Yo.
You on Biz Blog Talk Show. He have enough lines to call out, so I had to get you on the phone. Tell us about how did your food giveaway go, man, this weekend.
Hey, man. First thing, saying good evening to all the racers and everything. Dog, you just don't know, man. I mean, we fed close to about 80 to 90 people. And, man, you're just not going to believe we cooked over 1,000 hot dogs for 80 or 90 people, man, not including the turkey necks in there and the sausages and the orange juice and stuff we gave that morning. Man, people just don't know how many people that we reached out to this weekend and helped, man. It just seemed like those people couldn't get full. And I told the director of the stew pot facility, as long as they can eat, man, as long as we gonna buy.
Hey, Big Ken, this be a show. But like I said, man, we all want to say, man, we appreciate everything you're doing out there. And I think a couple more folks might want to say something. We ain't got but a couple of minutes, though. But, Biz, go ahead on, Biz. I know y'all want to say something to Big Ken, man.
Oh yeah. Hey, Big Ken, keep up the good work, man. And the fortunate, you know what I'm saying, the ones that's fortunate is able to get back to those in need. Man, that's a blessing, man. That's a blessing. Go ahead, DJ.
Ken, this
hey, Biz.
Ken, this my – okay, go ahead, Ken.
Okay, man, well, I want to send a special thanks out to our Biz on your show, to Truck Driver. Man, Truck Driver called me and said that he wanted to send a donation down to the people to contribute to the cause. He a man of his word. He did what he said, man. You know,
okay,
Ken,
not to cut you off, Ken. Let the rest of the people thank you that wanted to thank you right quick. We ain't got but about 2 or 3 more minutes. I think
a
couple more people want to thank you, man.
Okay, yeah. Dog. Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
well, I'm gonna say this, Ken. This is my first time hearing, but I didn't even know about it. But I want to applaud you on what you're doing. And I know by doing what you're doing, you get a chance to really realize how fortunate we are. I mean, when you do stuff like this, I mean, we take for granted so much stuff these days. You know, we got these expensive hobbies, but we're looking at people that it's hard for them just to get a meal. So, I mean, every day we all should get up in the morning, every morning, and thank God for waking us up and thank God for our many blessings.
Amen.
It could very well be one of us that Ken was feeding. So I just want to take my hat off to you, brother. Thank you. That's a big thing you're doing, and God bless you, brother.
That's on a kid. You want to say something, kid, right quick? I got to orchestrate this thing right quick.
I
want to
say something, dog. God bless you, Ken, and on the job that you're doing, man. It's going to be well appreciated. Amen.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
All
hey,
right.
Dog.
Yeah.
Let me give props out too, man. Everybody know I've been sick. I couldn't have orchestrated this thing without small-time raising Gadget. Gadget stepped in, man. A lot of more people. So I didn't do it just by myself. God put it on me to come up with the idea, but I had help with all the other people that's doing it, man. But I really want to get on all the shows this week and just thank everybody for their prayers, giving me the strength, and just giving everybody else that came in and did the work for me, helped out, man. You know, I just appreciate it, dog. And I know you say I ain't got much time, man, but I get joy when I talk about it, because you got to have been there to see people with no shirts
and 20-some degrees, no pants, with just garbage bags for pants. And some of the guys were there, man, when they bought those people, you know, shoes. It's just amazing, man. I'll tell you on another show, but I appreciate you calling me. I would have got on the show early, but, you know, I hadn't been keeping up with the show, man.
Ain't no problem. I'm going to probably try to call you tomorrow on my show. I want everybody, I did it tell a show, though, just to call Ken and let everybody know what he did, because when we fuck up shit, everybody knows it. So when we do good, they need to know that, too. Biz, thank you for letting me orchestrate this on your show, man. I'm going back on mute. Big Ken, we love you, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate
it, Greg.
Appreciate you, Big Ken. Appreciate you, Ken.
Yes, sir.
Right, Big Danny, your mic open. We got about 3 minutes. Big Danny, your mic open.
Man, we appreciate you, 007, man. Man, get well soon, man. We want to see you back out there with the little truck with dog behind the wheel blowing somebody's butt out. I can't say what I want to say because my mom in the car with me and she's looking at me kind of crazy.
All right,
All right.
Appreciate it, man.
Even when we grow, we respect our moms. That's a beautiful thing.
That's correct,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. Well, man, this is the second week, man, of having a real good show. I want to thank Dahl for coming on and livening it up. He cut Tony Bynes a little break. Hey, but I know Dog want to race, man. It's in his heart, it's in his spirit, it's
that's
in his
it.
Soul
that's
to
it.
Race.
That's
so
it.
That's what he want to do, man. But, man, I thank all you guys for calling. And, again, same bat channel next week. You know Lil Tony got a show coming on right now. So if y'all want to go on over to Lil Tony's show, man, by all means. But, man, next Sunday, man, we'll see y'all again.
All right,
that, man.
And Biz,
all right,
I want to say one thing right quick before we go. For all y'all out there, as all y'all know, I got Biz's car. Now, it take a strong man, doggone trusting man, to turn over his damn race car to another joker, and he ain't seen his car since I had it. So, Biz, I appreciate what you do, man. Appreciate it.
Ain't no thing.
As long as
you
don't sell it, you'll be all right.
Shit, don't nobody want that slow motherfucker.
See you later, dog. Talk to you later.
Talk to y'all,
hey, love
man.
All y'all, man. Happy holidays to all y'all if I don't talk to you later.
All right.
Then,
Same to you,
dog.
What else a dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget the love of soul.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they wonder. B.I.G. Oh God. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spa day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. No man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D, that's okay. Killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to, they want to.
Pick 'em up. Yeah, I'm talking yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And now I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody can do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my checks say. Lost